Carson Mumford, we had you on the Fly radio show this afternoon, and we said, you know, if you top five or podium, you're going to come back. And you were like, yeah, let's keep this rolling. Well, maybe we're bad luck for you. Not a great night.
Yeah, I hate to see it. You really do. I got good starts all day. Like, was trying to put myself in the best position I could. Sixth in my heat race. Gave me a decent pick for the main. Came around, I don't even know, but I was getting shuffled back. I missed the double off there.
Yeah, that's, you missed the double in your heat race, too. I was wondering if there was something going on with it.
I don't know. I was pissed. But I think I was in eighth, and I was like, all right, like, pull your head out of your butt and start riding. And then I just crossed up in the whoops and did a cartwheel. My bike shot into the other lane.
Yeah.
I jammed my throttle, so throttle was stuck. So I had to pull into the mechanics area. I was dead last, and I had to ride a whole lap like that to get to the mechanics area. Then I was so far back. I was like half track down from dead last.
Yeah, at some point, I looked up and you were 17th, and I'm like, oh wait, like he was way, way back. So I'm like, he's still trying hard.
Yeah, I was in 22nd out there, and then I kept going. I ended up 14th. So I mean, What do you say? Like, it's just, it is what it is. I obviously showed speed and stuff like that all day, which is good to do. Just got to finish that end result. And you know, I really do truly believe I'm a single-digit position guy all day. I just need to stop doing some rookie stuff, you know?
Yeah. Well, listen, anytime you stop in a mechanics area in a supercross, it's never good news. So, yeah, good thing is your starts are there, and, you know, that's hard, and you've got that down. So now we got to work on the rest.
Yeah, and, you know, like, sometimes, like, it's weird because, like, I want it so bad that, like, even if I'm not the fastest guy, I'll put myself up in first. Like, you see that a lot, like, guys that, you know, aren't the best guys, they'll purposely start in like 10th, and because that's where they belong. And I want to get better so bad that, like, no matter what, I'm going to try and get a hole shot and stay up there and try and do it longer every time. So I think I'm going to keep learning and do it quicker, because I want to get those hole shots. The RM Army's barking out there, so I'm liking that. But yeah, good starts. Well, I'll learn quicker, and I just got to keep doing it, stay up there and ride like a practice day, and hopefully I can get a single digit finish here soon.
Whoops were a bad spot for you last year. Anaheim won, they weren't good either. But I felt like today, did you feel, I mean, you went down to them, but I felt like you were okay. I felt like it was a tough section, and I felt like you weren't crushing it, but you weren't near the back of the pack either. Like, do you feel some improvement there?
Oh, for sure. And, like, again, like, I want it so bad that I will send it into them if I have to, you know. Like, first practice today, they're pretty big, and a lot of guys were crashing them. I did a front flip in them, did a full, missed a whip towards the end, double front flip out, laid out, got up, still finished the practice. Then, you know, heat race, actually passed two or three guys in the whoops, was sending it in there. I was carrying the front wheel in a few whoops, and, like, I was giving it all I had. And then, like, lap two in the main event was just trying to lean back and get through them, got a little sideways and just got out from under me, a little high side. But, yeah, dude, whoops are tough. Like, you see guys like Kenny that are just so perfect in the whoops. He yard sailed in them today. It's like, it's a weird deal, man.
Well, you'll get better at them. Thanks, man.
No problem.